Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. 30% of Americans who are planning home improvements of $5,000 or more will pay for those renovations with a high-interest credit card. That may not be a great idea. A better idea may be to take cash out of your home with a Quicken Loans 30-year fixed-rate mortgage. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.08%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to rocketmortgage.com.
Rate subject to change. Pay 1.25% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
This is where Chicago goes to talk Bears. Broadcasting live from the Hyundai Studios. This is Sports Radio 670 The Score. Chicago's home for Bears fans. WSCR and HD Chicago. WBMX HD2 Chicago. A radio.com sports station. The
Score! This hour on The Score is brought to you by Hawthorne Racecourse. More horses, more races, and more action.
Hub Arkish.
I like this kind of party.
The Score senior football expert.
Once you put all the evidence that we have together, that's the bottom line.
Pro Football Weekly, Shaw Media, and Westwood One.
It goes deep. Hub does too.
Analyzing the Bears and the NFL.
This was an ongoing conversation at Hallis Hall for literally a couple months.
Hub Arkish with Bernstein and McKnight on The Score.
It is the Bernstein and McKnight Show. Dan is out. Anthony Herron is in. It is our pleasure, as always, at 11 o'clock here on Wednesdays to welcome in Hub Arkish. Hub typically joins us on the Alpamonte Ford Hotline. Alpamonte Ford, 500 new used vehicles to choose from. This time, though, Hub's not using that line. He would if he could, believe me, but he's here. He's here in studio. We have the pleasure of being joined by one Hub Arkish. How you doing, man?
Well, I'm good, and I'm here in mainly because I will be following you from noon to 2. Lawrence is out today, so going to get to sit in with him. I think you're doing some of that tomorrow, aren't you?
I am.
Yeah. They asked me about today and tomorrow. Tomorrow's our TV day where we tape all the shows, so,
okay.
But looking forward to today, and always looking forward to getting here and see you guys in person. Yeah,
let's get to the breaking news. Something that came out about a half an hour ago or so, and it's not a huge piece of news, but it does kind of tip a hand. Perhaps the Bears have released Tyler Bray. Bradley Sowell gets added to the roster. And Hub, I'll let you kind of divine what that may mean, but some of the writing may be on the wall here for this game against the Saints.
Yeah, I don't know that it necessarily means anything. Bradley Sowell has been a chess piece for him the last few weeks. Because he was on the roster opening day, they owe him his full year's salary anyway. So they're you know, cutting him, you might as well have another tight end to work with. As far as Tyler Bray, they released him, but he's going to go right back to the practice squad. My point being, he can practice with him the next 10 days anyway. So I think they get Sowell back. They get an extra body this way. We would hope it means that Mitch is close, but it would also be very surprising to me. So I don't know that I'd read too much into it.
How can the Bears go about trying to retool what they're doing up front on the offensive line?
You know, Anthony, Olin was tweeting this morning he and I go back and forth on this all the time, because clearly the offensive line at the moment is a big problem. I'm going to call it the biggest problem. It's not the only problem, but until it gets better, I don't see how anything else gets better. So that's where the focus is. And there's, we talked about this a little bit Sunday in postgame. There's three really different options here, or things to look at, I guess I should say. One is, The switch between center and guard with James Daniels and Cody White here makes perfect sense. And if you're looking at the tape, you can see that they're both playing well enough. You can also see that James Daniels is going to be exceptional once he grows. You know, I think Olin said he was 22. I think he's still 21.
I think you're right.
Yeah, yeah. He just turned 21 in August. And you know, he's got 4 or 5 games. And the position is starting to come natural to him, but he's also doing all the line calls. And it may be that the communication is an issue. So that's number one. Now, they're not going to switch White here and Daniels back. That makes no sense. They could let Whitehair take the line calls back. You can do it from guard. I mean, we've seen it done before. Usually it's the center, but that's one option. Option number two, you look at that right guard position and you ask yourself, is Kyle Long healthy? Or is Kyle Long, because of the impact of all the injuries over the last 3 years, no longer physically able to do some of the things he used to be able to do? Kyle Long has not been the worst guard in the NFL. Again, everybody, you know, you start piling on. But he's missing enough plays, he's missing enough blocks that it is problematic. That's number two. Your options there, Ted Larson if the knee is healthy, which it's not right now, or do you really go big and take a chance on Rashad Coward? You know, when we talked, I should say when I've talked to coaches for the last year and a half now about Coward, It's unusual to take a developmental prospect like that and give him a roster spot for two seasons.
Yeah.
You know, you'd put him on the practice squad and think we can hide him. Obviously, they didn't think they could hide him. Excuse me. So the question is, are you ready to go big? You know, I mean, he came in the second half against Minnesota and really graded out well in a position he'd never played. He doesn't even practice at it. Then you go to number three, which I personally think is the biggest problem right now, and that is left tackle and Jarrell Leno. You cannot have major penalties, you know, every week, period. You can't have them from the offensive line every week, double period, and you can't have multiple major penalties every week from the same guy. And by the way, when he's not getting a major penalty, he's not playing that well either. You know, Cornelius Lucas was awful in the preseason, and I thought, oh boy, you got a problem here. When he stepped in for Bobby Massey on the right side, he played very well a couple weeks ago. His history is at left tackle. Do you take a chance there, and do you give Cornelius Lucas a start? I think these are all three things that they're looking at. And I don't mean to go run on here, guys, but I think that I thought when we talk about tipping your hand, when Matt Nagy was asked Monday morning in London, you know, about self-scouting, what are you going to do? He said, I think I know the problem. He said, I'm never going to tell you, even after we figured it out, because I wouldn't do that, which means he's talking about